Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Give me a window of time that you think you can finish this in.
I think 30 seconds is a fair estimate, and I think 20 seconds for you is a fair estimate. You think 4 seconds slower than the fastest woman on the earth.
4 seconds is a long time.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's pause for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3. That's not as slow as I...
Kyle.
My lifetime could be, 3 weeks.
Sure, yeah. You got the bum ticker.
Yep. You never know when that pig valve's going to just...
Is that what it is? Look, we're always looking for our next stupid excursion on this podcast.
Maybe go to the farm?
Go to the gravesite? So you want to go meet the farmer?
No. I just want to go to the grocery store and, weep over a package of Jennie-O ground turkey or something.
Live on tape from APS 3.whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
R.I.P. Oinky.
Your sacrifice does not go unnoticed. It does, however, go, unreturned. You see a lot of those... You hear a lot of those stories about, hey, you've got my, nephew's eyeballs, which is just... No. That's part of the reason that, I... On the back of my license, I put, bury me with my organs. We've talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. I want everything. Throw extra ones in there if you got them.
But you hear all the story, do great and people have a new lease on life, right? And it's, hey, I finally got, 2 functioning kidneys. I'm going to go run a triathlon. Whatever. Yeah. But me, Oinky sacrificed himself for, a package of thick cut applewood smoked bacon and for the ability to me to watch football for 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
18 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm. No guilt there at all?
No.
Okay.
No. I feel like, tell me if you're the same. If you were to receive organ, skin, hair, whatever from someone who, kicked the 5-gallon.
Let's clarify. It's not going to be hair.
You got a good head of hair.
Good head of hair.
We were just talking about your head of hair this morning.
Solid head of hair.
Sorry, if you guys are looking for a peek behind the curtain, we were talking about Steve's hair this morning.
What were we talking about? What did we say?
I sent you a picture that came up on my, on my memories of the Bradley Cooper hair.
That was a good picture, too.
But let me ask you, if you were to receive an organ or something from someone who, punted the 5-galloner.
Yeah.
Would you, and you have a, I wouldn't even call it a relationship, but the family of the deceased had reached out to you after that, and you had kept in semi-communication.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being honest, fully lying, or just half-truths about, how you're living your life now that you've received this second chance, right?
Because you'd feel guilty if you were living a reckless life.
Right. So if I send an email to Mama Oinky, say, hey, your son did not die in vain, and I am out, at pig rescues across the world, saying save all my fellow Oinkies.
Right. Yeah.
That's a full-fledged lie.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm probably going half truths. So I'm going to be like, I've been eating better, working out.
Right. That's what I mean.
But I mean, though, like those are lies.
Right. But are you mixing it? Right. Yeah. Or are you just going full fledged lie and saying,
yeah,
I live every day. You know, are you going like that Tim McGraw song, Live Like You're Dying? Right. So you're telling, you know, the mom of someone who punted the 5-gallon that you're
right,
I'm training for my next marathon. And then are you, you know, going in the photo lab like you two thumbs up with a fake medal?
Right. Photoshopping me onto, you know, somebody else's body as they cross the finish line.
Yeah.
World record.
I mean, it's hard to put yourself in those shoes, but
yeah,
now that I'm putting you in them, mm-hmm, how do you think you act?
Yeah, half truths.
You're going half truth?
Half truth.
So you're like, hey, I built a garage and also I swam the canal.
Right. So for every truth, there is a lie.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And that, I think it's a fair trade-off.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I'll figure out a way to post that in the poll. It's a little wordy, but for every truth, does there have to be a lie when dealing with the parent of a deceased person that you received an organ from?
Specifically, Oinky.
I already have it on the poll. Do you lie to Mama Oinky? Yes or no? We'll recap those polls coming up. But
sure.
I feel like, obviously, I'm glad it's an animal valve, because if it's a person valve, now I have a little bit of guilt now that that's rolling around in my brain.
Yeah, a little bit more for a person.
And I had some mornings, I don't know if you have the same with your kids. Reed is fascinated when I bring up, like, hey, do you remember when you broke your arm or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I still have some pictures. I want to see those pictures. I want to see that.
Any pictures, Evelyn is 100% in. Her big thing is, I want to see pictures of me when I was little. So we have, like on our TVs, the upstairs TV, we have an Apple TV. The downstairs one, we have an Apple TV. And you can set up the, I guess, I don't know if it's called a screensaver or what.
Yeah.
But to just cycle through photos, photo albums. So we have like an Evelyn album that cycles through on the upstairs TV and a Nicholas album, which cycles on the downstairs TV. So those come on anytime you go back to the home screen of Apple TV and then you do nothing for, you know, 3 minutes or whatever, mm-hmm, it kicks on. She will sit there all
just
day.
Just stare
at that.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
They're just so dumb.
I know. They just stare.
But I had one of those this morning. So I was scrolling back to look for these pictures and I was going through, there's a few. And then the next one was like a screenshot of a text. And so Katie was looking at the picture too. She goes, oh, who's Shelby? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that is one of a text exchange when I had reached out. It was about a year after my heart surgery,
mm-hmm,
and messaged the nurse,
mm-hmm,
who came rushing into the room when I had my issue and right, she had to resuscitate me and all that
and
stuff.
You got your boo-boo.
So I had sent her a follow-up like a year later and said, hey, it's been a while, but I wanted to, you know, thank you for, you know, not letting me die there.
Mm.
And here's my family, yada, yada. And I remembered that I had saved that screenshot because I was a small percentage perturbed about her reaction. And that perturbed is not the right word. But so the screenshot comes up, and I hadn't thought about this in years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell Katie, like, oh, that's when I reach out to the nurse who did this. And I said, did I tell you about that? I said, it felt like I kind of laid it all out there, right?
Yep.
And I said, you saved my life. Here's my family. This is what you did it for.
Being very vulnerable.
And she's like, oh, thank you so much. Like, it was just a minimalist response.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Katie, doesn't this seem, I don't know, not big enough.
What did you want? What did you want? I mean, like the party balloon emojis or?
I don't know, because
a cake. I don't know. Is there?
No,
what did you need?
First of all, zero emojis. Okay. As I age, I want less emojis in my life.
Okay. Boy. Sounding older and older.
I don't know. It hasn't sat with me until I now saw this screenshot this morning,
mm-hmm,
and I've been thinking about it, but I felt like that was, it's hard for me to look at that in her eyes as like, hey, that was a not a nothing burger,
mm-hmm,
but like Katie explained to me, that's the floor they're on, the yep, job she does every day. And it, you know, while she did it, it was more of a, she had moved on type of thing quickly, but obviously that's a bigger moment in my life than it is hers, right?
Sure. Yeah. She may have done that 3 times that week.
I can't help but hate her. That's
so,
not true.
So to be clear, the woman that saved your life.
That was meant for the joke.
That kept you from punting the homer bucket.
Yeah.
You're not pleased with her response.
That was for the joke. I apologize. But no, I mean, I understand it more now. But in the back of my head, I'm like, hey, I just wanted her to know and understand. But again, you saved a life, right?
Again, what were you hoping for?
Maybe a friendship. You know, like a check-in once a year, send her a picture of the scar and be like, hey, remember when you pushed on this thing and, you know, hurt and saved my life? I don't know.
Well, that would be on you then to send her a... send her the picture.
Yeah, but I feel like following up after that response now is like semi inappropriate.
Maybe
it was an open door.
Maybe the next time the anniversary,
she politely closed it.
The next time the anniversary comes around, you send her an actual happy anniversary card.
Okay. Maybe I send it right to the workplace.
Yeah.
Right. Attention. Balloons. Attention, nurse who saved Kyle. You know, blind carbon copy, winky. Right.
Wow, he's not even getting a CC. He's
getting, no, getting the B. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want the actual person who did it to feel slighted.
Sure.
By being included with a carbon, by a CC to a pig.
Okay. That's, but you sure you look at the world in a different way than most people do?
But.
We digress.
We digress. Yeah, that, I apologize. That is, I don't know. That, yeah, that. That got me this morning. I thought, you know what? I wish there was more there. Maybe a couple of message exchange, not too much, but you know, a few where I, you know, finish up by saying, you know what? Hey, good luck, you know, saving other lives or whatever. Mm. Take, okay,
just
take.
Filling out the rundown. Kyle is perturbed at the person who helped to save his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
now,
that's a weird one.
Now, we have a few things that we wanted to get to this week, and one that we have to get to is teased last week is the A-minus bit.
We did call it the A-minus bit.
I have a couple of Mount Rushmores I want to get to because we got to talking about my most hated athletes. But can we do a quick digression? Because I saw a very short video that you were putting something extra up in the man garage.
Yeah, as you would say, it was out in the lab.
You were out cooking in the lab with something unexpected.
Oh, right. I thought I had told you about this.
No, honestly. I feel like I didn't know. Maybe you had, but I guess I wasn't fully aware. I had kind of forgotten it already.
All right.
What were you putting up in the garage? Why was this like not a negotiation, but was this kind of a thing when you were getting the garage? You had talked with Annette and said, "Hey, no, we'll include some other things in there. So it's not just a dad workshop."
No, it kind of just came up one day because we had been at the park and the park had one of those little rock climbing walls. And Evelyn took to that, man. She loved it. Okay. She started climbing that thing all the time. And we had already had our swing set at that point. And, you know, some of the swing sets come with a little rock climbing wall. So I said to Annette, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to have like somewhere, I don't know, in the garage or in the workshop, I could get some of those rock climbing holds, put them on the wall, and then also have like the big heavy duty rope with the knots in it. So you can kind of pull yourself up. And I was like, oh, that would be really cool. So I decided early on when I was building the shop, there's this one little section of wall. It's about 6 feet wide. It goes all the way to the ceiling. It's 10 feet tall. I was like, that would be the perfect spot.
So not like a toddler size.
No.
You're thinking...
we're going to the moon, man.
Oh, my God.
We're going all the way to the ceiling. So we had gotten it for her for Christmas. I mean, technically it was for both of the kids, but obviously Nikki's not quite up to rock climbing at this point. He's only a year and a half.
I feel like you're undercutting him. I mean, outside when I pulled in with throwing snow on your wife with no gloves on. He's already tougher than both of us.
He will not wear gloves.
It's insane.
No matter what. His hands are beat red.
Yeah, I had to look. I had to take a double take because I thought maybe he's wearing red gloves, but I feel like I saw definite fingers. And sure enough, there was your toddler son throwing snow towards your wife, laughing with no gloves on.
No gloves. Yeah.
Impressive.
We put them on him. He immediately takes them off. So, yeah, for Christmas, I went on Amazon and I found this rock wall kit. It came with, I think, 25 of the little holds. It came with all of the hardware to install them. It came with a rope. And then along with that, I picked up a climbing harness, a kid-sized climbing harness, and then like 25 feet of the rope.
So this has like something to hook her in. So like if she falls off the, again,
I hold it.
Adult-sized rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
That she won't, you know, perish on your garage floor like you almost did.
Yeah. Exactly. That was a common theme in the responses when people saw that I posted that. I think Shike commented, oh, great, another way for you to fall in the garage.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So we have not used it yet. I put the finishing touches on it last night. But she was out there in the garage helping me with it yesterday, and she is super excited about this.
So did you kind of half this? Like, where you just, did you just grab your drill and just close your eyes and go zip, 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 all the way up the wall?
Well, here's what I had to do. The walls in there are plywood, but the hardware that comes with these holds, you drill a hole through the plywood, but then like a bolt goes on the, or a nut goes on the back side of the wall. So I had to take those pieces of plywood down. I laid them on sawhorses. I mapped out where I wanted all of the holds, drilled holes, put the nut on the back, tightened them up, and then reinstalled the plywood on the walls, which wouldn't have been a big deal in any other spot in the garage, but that one specific spot is where my garage door is like anchored to. So it turned like a 2-hour job into probably a 6-hour job.
You were out yesterday in what the National Weather Service was reporting as blizzard-like conditions in our area for 6 hours.
Well, I was inside.
Just drilling.
I was in the garage.
Just zipping screws into your garage wall.
Dude, I had my heater running out there. It was like 62 degrees. It was so comfortable. It was great. Yeah, that was my first like pretty decent sized project out there. And it went great. Evelyn is so pumped about it. So pretty much as soon as we're done recording today, I'm heading out. We're going to go out rock climbing.
You're going to go turn on the heat?
Yeah.
There's nothing that screams rock climbing environment either. Like a wooden wall in an artificially heated garage.
I don't know if you've ever been to, I can't imagine you've ever been to a climbing gym, but I've been to a couple. That's basically what, it's wood walls with little plastic things stuck to the wall.
What was that place called locally that had the gigantic rock that went in our mall and it went 2 floors?
What was that?
It was in the, boy, what was that store called? I was just thinking about this yesterday, the stores that had changed in our local mall, because again, I'm the most boring person on the planet, apparently. It was a sporting goods store. There's a current sporting goods store there now, but the old one,
it was like an REI or a Dick's or
something like that, but it had a 2-story rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, that would be perfect for Evelyn if she really wants the show, right? The big show.
Yeah.
Go do the 2-story.
I can't tell you how excited she is. She's brought it up like 10 times in the last 2 days. So the other day, because we're in the middle of like a blizzard right now. Mm-hmm. So we had a ton of snow between Friday and this morning. This is Sunday morning. And so we knew that this was coming all week. So I said to Annette, I was like, hey, it would be the perfect weekend. I'm going to wake up Saturday, snow blow the driveway, and then finally set up the rock wall. Because it's just been sitting there since Christmas. And Evelyn kind of points at it every now and then. And I was like, this is it. We have nothing to do. We're not going anywhere because the roads are going to be crap. So this was the weekend. And I'm excited. Because I know she's excited.
I can't. Here's my not concern. I didn't do anything. I don't care. This is going to go the way everything goes for kids that age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which the fear is you just spent 6 hours in your garage 24 hours ago. Warm, cold, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She's going to climb that thing twice and say, like, thanks, Dad. And that's it.
Oh, she's not even going to say thanks, Dad.
And then it's going to go the way of, like, the swing set or the sandbox.
Yeah.
All of those things that you take up space in your your lawn for. And then you realize your man garage, your man cave, meant for wrenching on the manchi.
Yeah.
Is now, like, loaded with rock grips.
Let me tell you, though, Yes, you're 100% right. But there's no way that I'm not also climbing this wall.
Okay, so that's what I want.
I'm definitely. And the good thing is, it takes up no space at all. I mean, sure. those things stick off the wall 2 inches. It's on a wall that it's basically on the inside. Like right when you open the door, it's the door that the wall or the wall that the door goes up against. So there wouldn't be any use for that wall. It's not like there would be a toolbox there or anything because there's no need for it. So it's kind of dead space, wasted space. But yeah, you're 100% correct. She's going to maybe, I bet we get 3, maybe 4 times of climbing out of this.
I wonder, you said you're going to be using it. I can't wait. I need, we will be taking video as soon as it's
okay.
Remotely possible outside. Are you a little worried about structural integrity?
No, not at all.
That is an incredibly confident state. Are all these grips screwed into studs?
No, they go, it goes through, there's like a bracket that's on the back of them.
Okay.
So it basically sandwiches the wall in between.
I would just like to put in your head the possibility and the image of you being 9 feet up, you know, because there's no real end, right? The top grip is just at the ceiling and your head just hits the ceiling and you're done.
Right. I'm going to put like a bell up there or something.
Yeah, so you have to.
So you ring the bell.
But you're going to, you know, reach your hand up all full body weight, right? Because you're, you know, you're leaning, not leaning back, but that's the way your body works.
Yeah.
And you're going to just start hearing a little crack, a little crack, and then snap.
And then I'm off.
Yeah. And you're headed downward for the second time in that garage.
Sure, yeah.
Towards a devastating head injury.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a concern.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Boy, that's very confident. That is very confident.
Look, I got nothing to worry about. I had my one near-death experience.
Nothing to worry about. Wow.
Yeah. I'm confident.
Stay tuned. We're going to shoot. We're going to get some video.
Do you want to do, I mean, we could do it before you leave today. We could go out and do, at least just do a tour. So you can see the.
Yeah, I'd like to get it. You know what? Maybe let's do that. We'll, after, check social media. We'll post a quick little video of what the man cave garage looks like with a rock climbing wall. Maybe have you grab a few.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Make my way to the top.
Yeah.
I feel like you would do the same thing that I did yesterday, but I nearly overthought the placement of where those little things should go.
Sure.
I was looking up like diagrams and then I'm having Evelyn stand against the wall and like reach this way and I'm measuring how far she can reach. And I was just like, what the hell am I doing? It's not like she's trying to qualify for a contest or the Olympics or something. Just put them wherever, spread them out, make them, I don't know, a foot to a foot and a half apart. She'll be able to reach them. Everything will be fine. Because before I even started putting them up yesterday, again, I bought a box that I think it had 25 of the little grips in it. I was second guessing it. I was like, this is not going to be nearly enough. And I had a second one added to my Amazon cart and it was going to be scheduled for overnight delivery because I thought for sure this is not going to be enough.
Yeah, definitely need it.
I ended up with one left over.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, and it's perfect. There's plenty of them.
So now the extra grips, you just wedge in everywhere so that way, like, you can't move a finger without hand finding another grip, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's just like, it's like a braille wall. They're so everywhere.
Speaking of going outside, and again, we're going to shoot this video of the man cave and the rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
Very brief update on what we teased last week, that you and I, in the first of our quarterly Steve and Kyle podcast, Athletic Feats of Greatness.
Mm-hmm.
The 100-meter dash is going to happen.
Yeah, I saw we got a couple of messages from people saying, oh, yeah, this needs to happen. No,
it's going to happen.
It's absolutely going to happen. It was just within a day or maybe 2 days of us coming up with the idea last week, we've had snow on the ground ever since.
Blizzard, it's winter storm that a lot of the country caught this week.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have thought of this genius idea at a worse time.
If anybody has access to an indoor track, I'd be more than happy to do that.
I mean, I'm an alumni at a local university.
That's true.
Do you think I could just call them up or just flash my alumni card?
Yeah.
And say, I need, 6 minutes on your track?
Yeah. I mean, we do it at that indoor track that we've been to before for the side gig. You helped record a big event there when we were there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I really repressed that whole time of my life. Okay. Alumni benefits. Let me take a check.
Here we go.
Free benefits, discounts on insurance.
Nope.
I don't want any of this stuff. University services. This is what we need.
There we
right
go.
Now. Career services, educating. Okay, I can get to the registrar's office.
Oh, boy.
Alumni and immediate family. That's you.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy discounted membership to the rec center and field house.
How much are we talking?
I'm not clicking it because I'm not giving that university one more penny than I have in the 5 years I spent there. Ridiculous.
All right.
Membership rates. Oh, and you got to pay for memberships to park.
But rest assured, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely going to happen. We hope to have it done. Again, we had said last week in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully that can still happen. It's just the weather's just the determining factor. If we don't have a place that we can go inside.
Yeah, and I'm okay with cold. I don't want to run on ice.
Yeah, I don't care about the cold at all.
I don't need anything more negatively affecting my wind sprint time.
If somebody can get us into like the downtown YMCA that's local to us.
Again, 10 minutes?
That is not even 10 minutes. From the time we get into the door, if we... we could warm up in the parking lot. I'll do my stretches out there. Then we'll go in the door, set it up, boom, run, and we're good.
Yeah. And
I know that track well. I went there for a short period of time when we got like free, I think it was a free membership through the radio station for like 3 months.
Oh, nice.
And then they realized, boy, this is just not worth it. And then they took those memberships back. But I trained for a marathon at that on that track. And that was the track that it was an odd shape. And it was like 6.5 laps was a mile. And I had to run 20 miles one day. And it was when it was snowing. So I was like, perfect. I'll just go to the track. And I had to run 130 laps at the track.
That's such a gigantic number.
It was not great.
That it just feels so... much less daunting on a road than when you're counting down from or counting up. It doesn't matter which way you're counting. 1, 66, 85.
And I know that there were times where I inadvertently ran either 10 less or 10 too many laps because I'd be like, wait, was that 66 or 56? Well, I may as well just stay at 56.
But yes, stay tuned because this is happening. Q1. Mm. 100-meter dash, and I think we, in the back of our mind, Steve, we need to start putting ideas together for the Q2, Q3, and Q4.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and Kyle podcast, Athletic Feats of Greatness.
Feats of Strength. Should we have like a bench press contest?
That's the SKPA fog. that's too close to a slur. Gonna need to change that. Stand by for a new acronym.
We'll workshop that.
Hey, everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
What is this?
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Oh! It feels like we're about to turn on like a 1970s blaxploitation film, like a Shaft or something like that, right? Either that or just like an old school porno movie.
Yeah, I like it. What is this for?
But it is time, because we teased this last week, for Kyle's Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We briefly touched on it last week. You talked about the University of Michigan quarterback that you did not like. Is it J.J. McCarthy?
Yep. I was so fired up about it, Steve, that I was texting you this week about J.J. McCarthy.
He was
music bed just dies, huh?
Yeah, it just kind of stops. So, really threw me off.
Me too. It was a nice vibe.
It was
nice to have.
I thought we were going somewhere, and then yeah, just kind of locked up the brakes. But anyway, we digress.
We digress. Yeah, I texted you about him because we mentioned it last week, and you asked me, like, who would be on my list of most hated athletes? So I put together, I spent hours this week.
So you actually did put together a full list.
I put together two lists.
Two
Mount Rushmores.
Wow.
Mount Rushmore of current most hated athletes.
Oh, wow. And an all-time
And
one?
An all-time most hated athletes.
All right.
And not only did I do that, Steve, I put together some OLIs, I'm outside looking in. Some honorable mentions.
OLIs? Is that... Did you invent that, or is that...
No, that's mentioned a lot on the Dan Le Batard show, which I've mentioned is the only other media I consume because radio's dead. So, which would you prefer to start with? And we'll rattle them off relatively quickly, but did you want to hear the OLIs, honorable mentions?
Yeah, I kind of want to hear the OLIs.
The OLIs, I put as OLIs because these were very like personalized, one-time type incidents that didn't quite elevate them to the Mount Rushmores.
Can I at least give a guess?
You can give a guess on any of these lists you'd like.
I know that you're... I know Hope Solo is going to be on your list.
Yes.
I would assume she's not on the... She's inside. She's not outside looking in.
She is not an OLI, no.
Okay.
She's on a Mount Rushmore, yeah.
All right. Actually, no. I don't want to make any guesses. I want to hear it. I want to hear the OLIs.
Let me hit the OLIs first. AJ Pierzynski, Chicago White Sox catcher. Mm-hmm. Very unlikable. David Ortiz hit a grand slam against the Detroit Tigers in the American League Division Series in 2013 or 14. Hate him. Also steroids. Kevin Youkilis once charged a Detroit Tigers pitcher, Rick Porcello, for no reason. Hate him. Okay. Joe Nathan. Really, a lot of Tigers, Detroit Tigers people here. Was a really, really good closer and then joined the Tigers and was a really, really bad closer.
Okay, so he couldn't hold it together.
Greg Hardy was an OLI on the all-time list. I don't know if you remember Greg Hardy, former football player.
Yeah.
Who was accused, convicted of slamming his girlfriend, choking her on a bed of guns.
Yes, that's right. It was the bed of guns.
Yeah, had a massive suspension and then even though was productive in the NFL... No NFL team after that would touch him. Mm-hmm. So he joined the UFC and was given a prominent role in the UFC until he was exposed as not being a really good fighter. Okay. Greg Hardy, OLI. That's a surprise. I feel bad about that now because I'm putting him in the same vein as like a bad baseball closer.
Right. Yeah. Just somebody who didn't perform at their sport as
so
well.
So I want these to be all in just a big ball. They're not ranked as OLI. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And lastly, Sergio Garcia. You damaged my United States spirit in way too many Ryder Cups over the year. Okay?
Wow, I didn't expect the Ryder Cup to get a mention.
Listen, Brother Mike right now is nodding his head vigorously.
Yeah, he understands.
Okay? I'll never forgive Sergio Garcia. So should I kick us off with the current most hated, like current athletes most hated, or did you want to go all time?
No, let's go current.
These are in no particular order. Just like Mount Rushmore, you go up to a Mount Rushmore, you're looking at the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
They're not in like an order. They're left to right, but it's not one through four.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You can do it any way you want.
And I would argue a lot of people would look at Mount Rushmore. Right now, Steve, who are the four presidents on Mount Rushmore?
You got Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You got... There's a Roosevelt up there, right? Is it FDR?
Mm-hmm.
And Abe Lincoln.
You missed the Roosevelt. It's Teddy.
But the other three are right?
The other three are correct.
Okay.
Yeah, close. I had forgotten Jefferson was there.
Yeah. Washington and Jefferson were the only two that I was confident about.
Yeah.
I knew that there was a Roosevelt, but I got the wrong one.
It almost, when you look at the Mount Rushmore, too, it looks like they wedged in Teddy. Because the other three are more. Yeah, so he's like inside facing the different direction, whereas Washington, front center, facing prominently out. Jefferson just behind him, and then Lincoln like kind of separate on his own.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we got to get a fourth. I don't know how they decided on Teddy, but he's wedged in there behind all of them, facing a different direction. Looks horrible.
Yeah.
Teddy, obviously, I'll post it on the poll, is Teddy Roosevelt the least...
The Mount Rushmore afterthought?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good way. I will start with the current most hated athletes. Okay. No particular order, Steve. Conor McGregor.
Okay.
We get a little fanfare every time, maybe? Like, what's up after I announce a name?
Sorry.
I mean, listen, we're known for our production value.
Sure. Let's.
That's too long. And
why don't I just cut that off?
Guy's been nothing but, I mean, his fight is the caliber of fighter he is, mm-hmm. it does not jibe with the level of publicity he gets. And he was just turned into a total a-hole.
He's
about a decade ago, right?
Yeah, like, he's been pretty unlikable for a while. Didn't he?
There's some assault allegations.
Didn't he punch a guy in the face at a pub because the guy turned down a
free shot of his crappy whiskey?
Right.
Punched an old man in the face. And to the old man's credit, didn't bat an eye. Okay.
Took the punch.
He cost a lot of people big paychecks when he threw like a folding chair onto a bus transporting athletes, like glass in people's eyes. Big issues. There's been some sexual harassment and assault allegations over the years. Not a likable dude. I was in the fight of Mayweather and McGregor, two very unlikable dudes.
Yeah.
That a lot of people were just hoping for a double knockout there. It's kind of McGregor number one. Number two, Sidney Crosby. I like that. That one's nice.
That's a good one. Sidney Crosby. Yeah. Everyone has hated him except for Penguins fans, since he came into the NHL like 15 years ago, 20 years ago almost.
I think a lot of that comes with every prodigy athlete.
Phenom.
Right? Yeah. You've seen it with LeBron James. Mm-hmm. You've seen it with Sidney Crosby. I'm struggling to think of a third one. But like those uber athletes, they're going to change the game. Mm-hmm. They come into those expectations. A lot of people just inherently don't like him. Me, as a somewhat hockey fan, he damaged the Red Wings' spirit and knocked them out of the playoffs in, I think, 2007.
Okay. All right.
Ended that run. Number two, J.J. McCarthy. My God, guy. The I have to sit against the goalpost to clear out all the noise with no shoes on, yet there's 8 million cameras staring at me from 4 feet away.
It seems like it would be easier to like stay back in the locker room to clear out the noise.
This all started last year when they lost in the national championship semifinal, and he made sure that there was a photo of him, you know, with his arms across his chest, watching the TCU celebration from afar. There's no question in my mind he needed that, planned that, wanted that.
Right.
Can't stand the guy.
Okay.
Cannot stand
him. All right.
At number one, no surprise, Aaron Rodgers. The only people who enjoy Aaron Rodgers at this point, he's embraced the Joe Rogan crowd, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that's it. That's the group. Yep. Like, oh, he's fighting the man, and he's finally telling it like it is about Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
He's the only guy.
I hope Kimmel sues the hell out of him.
He's the only guy out there, Steve, who is still screaming about vaccines nobody's talking about anymore.
Yeah.
Get them or don't. The world has seemed to move past the argument phase of this, except for Aaron Rodgers.
Except Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Yeah, he just seems awful.
Years ago, a lot of people said, boy, I can't believe his family doesn't talk to him. Well, now we all see why and what probably happened there.
Yeah.
Can't stand
that. I think that was a him problem.
The fact that he is current, so that makes it a little bit easier for me, because otherwise, the second he retires, he moves on to the Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So he leaves current, goes to
the all-time.
All-time.
We'll move on to the all-time most hated, Steve.
Okay.
Again, no particular order. Tom Brady.
Just because he's so good.
It was good, but then it was also, he came off as so pompous. And then I think I should have just put the New England Patriots as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
The sign stealing before Michigan did it scandal with the Spygate with the cameras in the stadium, the deflated footballs. And yet he kept winning. Ugh, so unlikable.
I know.
God.
Because everybody thought that they finally got him. They're like, huh, this is why this guy is so good. And then they fixed that. And he was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep winning games and keep setting records. Oh, you think that all of my success was because of the coach? All right. I'm going to leave that team, go to another team, and win a Super Bowl there too.
Yeah. Seeing as none of my football team has never made the Super Bowl, like as a Lions fan, they never made the Super Bowl.
Are you back on board? You're a Lions fan?
We're an observer.
Okay.
We're an observer.
Because I'm noticing that You got a little Lions swag on.
Yeah,
today.
I've got like one piece of merch. Mm-hmm. I put it on today because I discarded most all of my merch.
Because who are you rooting for in this game then?
I don't want to talk about it because I don't know. This is hard.
Because you have a Stafford Rams
jersey.
Yeah.
Yep. And I have more, at this point, I have more Rams gear than I do Lions.
Did you think about going with the split jersey?
No. It's too much money. Waste of money. I'm Taylor sure you Swift. Oh, I'm sure. Well, you'd have to make them. So you'd have to buy
both of them.
Both of them and then sew them. That's just a lot of work for me to sit in my own living room.
Not to mention the expenses.
Just absurd. Not a photo op. So Tom Brady.
Okay.
Next one, Claude Lemieux. And I don't know if you were, I mean, you work for the NA, you work for the league, right?
Oh, I hate Claude Lemieux too, because he played for the Devils and I was a Flyers fan.
And before that, he played for the Avs and spurred the what is known as probably the biggest hockey rivalry for probably 20 years.
Right.
There, bad blood with his, just an egregious hit against the Detroit Red Wings, spurred just for years after Claude Lemieux would take the ice, a Red Wing would come out to fight
him.
And you were just waiting for that to happen because it was a dirty, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fascinating documentary, I believe, I think it's on ESPN, about Claude Lemieux and Darren McCarty doing like a live show together like 2-3 years ago to talk about everything. And I don't know if they needed fences mended or whatever, but boy, that was, that made hockey more popular than it was before. Because that's a very regional sport. And a very two regional teams. Like, you don't hear, you're not talking about fans across the, oh, I'm a Avs fan in California. Yeah, that just doesn't happen. Yeah. But everybody knew about those 90s era Avalanche and Red Wings battles and arguments. Next on the all-time list, Steve, Brett Favre. Beat up on the Detroit Lions. Never thought he was very good. Didn't help that UP Chris, one of my best friends, is a Packer fan. Hate Brett Favre, and so, since his retirement, has only solidified.
So you would have hated him even if the whole welfare scandal, the Mississippi welfare scandal, hadn't happened.
No question, and
he
would
have still been, on the list.
Yeah, I mean, what happened with the Jets was probably a first sign that this guy is not a.
What happened? Oh, the Jen Sturger thing.
Yeah, where he was sending inappropriate pictures to a sideline reporter, a team reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think anything ever came of that. Did he ever even get in trouble for that?
I don't think so. And I think that recently Jen Sturger has... Is it Sturger or Sturger? Sturger.
It's Sturger. Right? You're right.
Recently, she came out, like when the whole hubbub about him doing the welfare scandal in Mississippi allegedly came out, she released some kind of statement that just was like, yeah, I kind of told everyone back in the day that he wasn't a great guy,
but
no one really listened.
NFL opened an investigation into the incident in 2010. They never found Favre guilty of violating the personal conduct policy.
How?
But they fined him $50,000 for failing to cooperate. Fascinating.
Yeah. I wonder how they... Oh, so I'm assuming they said something like, hey, turn over your phone or your text records, and he just said no.
Right.
So that's why they couldn't find him guilty.
Yeah, and this was the 2008 season when he was in New York, his only season in New York, sent inappropriate texts, voicemails, and photos, which means voicemails means evidence.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
He somehow just unscathed, and then he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Jilted the state of Mississippi out of millions of dollars to get like a new volleyball court at his daughter's university. Yeah. And poor people go hungry.
I wonder what he is worth. Because I feel like...
This is one of our favorite games around here.
I mean, I feel like he could have probably paid for a volleyball court.
Out of his own pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a hefty donation through whatever fund or however.
Yep.
I haven't...
Brett Favre...
Entered it yet. I have it typed in, Steve. If you had to guess, Brett Favre, let's say, what, a 15-year playing career?
Yeah. Arguably one of the greats.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He really shouldn't be. A lot of interceptions. Brett Favre's net worth today, 2024.
Okay.
You know, he had that, Lee Dungary promo as well. Don't forget that. Probably a couple bucks. Before I hit enter, do you have a guess?
Boy. Because he missed the boat on the super contracts.
Right.
But he probably made
I would guess he was the highest paid quarterback at one point.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be worth at least $50 million.
That was my dollar guess. My guess was $50 to $60 million today. Because assuming he wasn't a buffoon with his money,
I don't remember. Did he, other than the Lee jeans, did he have any other?
Oh, he's too dumb to do any more ads.
Big endorsements.
He sat there and threw a football at his cattle ranch. Like, that's all he could do for ads.
No, he did.
You do a movie? About Mary?
Those commercials, though, weren't they a shoe thing? Or was that a Lee commercial? Was that the jeans?
I feel like he's probably a step away from selling supplements. Right?
Yeah,
like, say, hey, this will make your brain work longer.
Okay, but I'm going to stick with $50 million.
I'll go 60 because I was going to go higher just based on he did play a long time.
Mm-hmm. Are we both way off?
I would say way off, but $100 million.
Just couldn't cough up a couple bucks.
20-year career.
I don't have any idea how much a volleyball facility costs.
But I don't know. I've seen him on beaches. So what are we talking? A couple $100?
Trucking some sand.
Yeah, I'll post it on the poll. Can a volleyball setup cost more than a few $100? Right, because I feel like maybe that's the next step for your backyard, Steve.
A volleyball court.
Maybe the next thing you can add to your property that will get used twice and disregarded, much like the Rockwell, much like the sandbox, much like the swing set. Right. Should be a volleyball court.
Volleyball court. Okay, yeah, I'm going to put that under advisement. I'm going to think about that moving forward, except I'm not.
Number one on the all-time most hated list, Steve. No surprise here. I probably should have read it the other way. It's Hope Solo.
Hope Solo. Wow, so...
Not number one. I shouldn't list it as number one. She's... But on Mount Rushmore.
She's the Washington?
She's Washington.
Okay.
And in this regard, Claude Lemieux would be Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Brady's probably Lincoln.
Brady, yeah, Brady gives off some Abraham Lincoln
and
vibes.
And Favre is Jefferson.
Okay.
In this regard. If I'm right.
So Hope Solo, because notorious for taking pictures of her butthole.
Serially.
Serially
taking stop.
Pictures of her butthole.
Again, I'm not shaming her for that. Those were private photos meant for, I don't know if they were married at that time. Mm-hmm. That is not the issue.
But she seems like a real scumbag.
But it's really, really funny.
To refer to somebody as a serial butthole picture taker.
Yeah, and also in that whole era of when celebrity nude pictures were, like, getting leaked in mass.
Yeah.
And you saw the names and, like, even the descriptions were like, oh, yeah, like, topless photos sent in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, like, one person who had up-close tripod-mounted photos of her butthole. And it was Hope Solo. It's hard to not be funny to me.
Yeah, it's tough. There's like, it's a funny combination of words, which means it's going to be a funny thing.
But in the scheme of things, that is not why I dislike her. Why I dislike her is her consistent and constant abuse issues, and yet she was never really punished or even remotely reprimanded on a national scale, and then when she was benched for another goalie, she complained very publicly about it for the U.S. national women's team.
We talked about it last week. She, like, multiple times arrested because she was passed out in her car, like, behind the wheel of her car.
Yeah, like,
with,
if you go to
kids in the back seat.
Yeah, if you go to TMZ and type in Hope Solo, you're not getting headlines of, like, Hope Solo hands out turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You're getting, like, Hope Solo startled awake by police with crying children in the backseat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never liked her.
Yeah, bad luck.
She was one of my very first major Twitter blocks, and it took way too long as I harassed her about her just rampant abuse of her family. And she's a bad person.
Are you still blocked?
Oh, no question. I can't imagine she did a mass unblocking, like, she's trying to make amends in you know, AA or something, right?
Yeah, forgiving everybody.
Can't imagine.
Okay.
So those are my two. And I feel like I'm probably missing some big ones, right?
I don't know. These people seem to like it.
Thank you. Thank you. Just in mass.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. I had a few things I wanted to get to today. We don't have time.
We're going to push them.
What I want to set up as the A-bit next week, Steve, I want to ask you, I want to do a little check-in with you.
Okay.
You're notoriously out of touch. You didn't let me finish. With pop culture.
Yeah, I would. I can't argue with that. That's pretty accurate.
Now you leave here, you rip on your Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With your bandana and your rad t-shirt. Yeah. And you remember the good days, right?
Yeah, driving off in my Trans Am.
So I want to get a check-in with you.
Okay.
And I need a promise from that you're not going to, you know, go seeking out this news before we record.
Okay.
The Golden Globe winners and nominees from last week.
Golden Globe.
So we're talking best in TV, mm-hmm. best in movies. And I'll give you a few categories and see if you remember it.
I was going to ask what the Golden Globes specific. I've heard of them, but I would have assumed that it was movies.
Yeah.
But it's movies and TV, you say?
Yes. I want to get also with you because coming up we have... You have another trip coming.
Yeah.
And I need to check in with you about how the planning's going for that, because notoriously for this trip last year, you did none.
That's so accurate.
So I want to see how that's going as well. We'll get to that next week. That'll be the A bit.
Yeah, apologies for the little bit shorter episode. We kind of have a time crunch because of our recording schedule over the next couple of weeks. But at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we will talk to you next week.
See ya. We'll